How many people lived in this two-bedroom apartment?
6 people.
The walls close in on a roommate.
You came home a little drunk. They confronted you about the fact that there was an eviction notice at the door, and it got loud.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's why she called the police.
Is his secret stash the key?
They went snooping around the apartment, and they found an envelope full of cash.
Yes, ma'am.
And that, I assume, was the cash for the rent.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. 25-year-old roommates Ashley McGee and Jessica Lopez Castanon are suing their former roommate, Ranford Fleming Jr., for rent, a damaged phone, and an assault.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 513 on the calendar in the matter of McGee, Lopez Castanon versus Fleming.
Thank you.
Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. You're welcome, Judge.
Who's going to speak?
I am, Judge.
And your last name is?
McGee.
Ms. McGee, you and your co-plaintiff were looking for a place to live. And the defendant, Mr. Fleming, who you didn't know previously, was advertising a room?
Yes.
The room was located in what kind of property? A house or an...
It's an apartment complex.
You have a two-bedroom apartment? How much was the rent for the room?
There was a spot, so there was 6 of us, so we all paid $457.
The two of you each paid?
$457.
And how many people lived in this two-bedroom apartment?
6 people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
In a two-bedroom apartment. Two-bedroom, two-bath?
Yes.
And how much was the entire rent?
How much was it?
We have numbers for $2,742.
$42?
Yes.
Okay, so you were covering your rent.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. You moved in when?
I signed the lease for October. To start in October, I moved it in November.
11-1. And you?
October 1st is the day I moved in, Your Honor.
You didn't know each other before?
No, ma'am.
The arrangement was that the five roommates plus the defendant, correct?
Correct.
That the five of you would each give Mr. Fleming money, and Mr. Fleming would pay the landlord.
Yes.
There came a time, according to what I read in your complaint, that you came home and found an eviction warning on the door.
Yes.
When was that?
That was February 12th.
Of 2018. 18. Which means that Mr. Fleming had not paid the rent for February.
That's correct.
And you didn't pay the rent for February despite the fact that these two people had given you their rent. Why?
Because Jessica Lopez shorted me $50.
Jessica? Raise you, Jessica. So you decided not to pay any rent?
I can't turn it in if I don't have the entire rent.
Did you short him $50?
No, ma'am.
Is this the same Jessica that you allege owed you other money?
Yes, ma'am.
Owed you other money for what?
I have the breakdown right here of everything. Everyone in the house owed me money because they were not paying their utilities, cable bills, and also, like, et cetera. We have the entire breakdown. Okay. And back pay for rent. So I was making sure I kept track of all those things, and I didn't even make this. This is their doing, and I just have a copy of it, of saying that each person in that house owed me $160. Everyone paid me except for Jessica.
Okay. For utilities?
Utilities and a list of other things.
He says he has something that you prepared that indicates how much you owed him for the utilities that I assume were in his name.
Well, the cable was, the rent I took care of, because a part of some of the utilities is a part of the rent, so we can't turn in our rent without some of the utilities.
Yes.
The utilities that are separate from the rent are all in my name.
We're all in your name?
My name.
Did you pay them?
I paid them, and I'm suing him for not paying me his portion.
Just a second. I'm going to deal with big ticket items. On what date, sir, did you come home a little drunk?
To be honest with you, I don't remember the date.
On that date, which was February 13th, which was when they came home and they noticed this eviction notice and they realized that the rent hadn't been turned in. They went snooping around the apartment and they found an envelope full of cash.
Yes, ma'am.
And that, I assume, was the cash for the rent.
Yes, ma'am.
You came home. You were a little drunk. They wanted to discuss with you. I'm reading your answer. You came home a little drunk. They confronted you about the fact that there was an eviction notice at the door and that they found this envelope full of cash, which represented the money for the rent. And you said to them, according to you, listen, I'm not really in good shape today. Let's talk about this tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Well, that's You know, that's a very strange thing about most women. A guy will say, you know what, I'm really not up to talking about this today. Let's talk about it tomorrow. Women always want to talk about it that second. It's a strange thing. It doesn't matter what it's about, whether it's about a problem with a kid, whether it's a problem with finances, if it's about they don't like what you did. You want to, you know, let's all cool off a little bit and wait and see what happens tomorrow.
May
women don't
something?
Wait. Women don't wait.
I've never spoken to them during that day in person.
Well, let's
when
see.
When I came in, I was talking to her other roommate, Sice. I was texting her earlier.
Okay, so you were speaking to another roommate.
Yes,
oh,
absolutely.
When you said I had had a stressful day and admit I came home drunk.
Yes, ma'am.
It's not the right time to talk to me about money. I asked that we postpone the talk.
Yes, ma'am.
But it wasn't with these two people.
No,
it was
ma'am.
With other roommates. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you left that day. Police were called?
Police were called after I pushed him because he continues to get in my face.
One of the other roommates
yes,
pushed
ma'am.
You. Police were called. You were asked to leave.
Yes, ma'am. 9 police officers showed up. And I would like to know what exactly did she tell the police for 9 officers to show up for me pushing
Who's
him?
Who's she?
Whoever called the police.
Who called the police?
We both did.
You did? Well, he said he was texting you, so they were there.
No. I was texting her earlier during the day.
I'm talking about when you came home. Were these two young ladies your roommates? Were
yes,
they
ma'am.
At home when you were there?
Yeah, they were in the living room. Yes, ma'am.
I don't care. They were home.
Yes, ma'am.
So if you were having an altercation with one of the other roommates,
yes, ma'am.
They were there.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And it got loud.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and that's why she called the police. And if maybe the police
were... I have no idea.
Don't say anything. So the police came and they found you, according to you, drunk and a lot going on.
Yes, ma'am.
Were you arrested?
They put me in handcuffs, but they did not take me.
So you were not arrested?
No, ma'am.
You were told just don't go back?
They told me to leave for the night. Yes, ma'am.
And did you leave for the night?
I left for the night, and they recommended me to move out as soon as possible.
Okay. So you weren't thrown out that day. They didn't have restraining orders against you,
so
you could have stayed the rest of that month.
Oh, I did.
Oh, good. So you stayed the rest of February?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you pay rent for February?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct?
He did not pay all of the rent.
Yes, ma'am.
Shh. How much didn't he pay?
Well, when he gave us the envelope, there was $1,410 in there, which was short of the $2,742, which meant his portion was not in there, and he'd also taken some of our money out.
Just a second. Show me that you made up his portion, his $457. He took out $200 because he says Jessica owed him $200 for some sort of utility nonsense. He can't do that. Show me proof that you paid your $457 that month.
I don't have any.
Okay.
I paid him cash. I gave him the rest of the cash.
$457. Now, what items did you have in your room, Mr. Fleming? And when did you remove the last bit of property?
When the officers told me to leave the house. I did not trust them with the money.
You said you moved back in February, and you stayed the rest of the month
in
February.
Yes, ma'am. I came back the next day.
Okay. And when did you leave?
Oh, March 1st. I was out.
3-1. You were out. You found a new place to live.
No.
You didn't?
I just started couch surfing.
Okay. Your property. I assume you had property in the apartment.
I had my clothes, yes, ma'am.
And clothes?
Yes, ma'am.
Did your clothes stay in the apartment?
I was recommended by the police.
No, don't tell me recommended.
The police officers told
me. You can't tell me what the police officers told you. I want to know if you had stuff in the apartment in March.
Yes, ma'am.
Where was your stuff?
In the closet.
What stuff was there?
My clothes. And I had a couple of crates of just paperwork and just my degree, all kinds of other stuff.
Where did you live in the month of March?
I was couch surfing. I was homeless.
And you had a car?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you get a new roommate?
Yes, but we only, because of the incident, we had another roommate move out. So we had 2 spots to fill. And because his stuff was still
there. That's not his problem. He's not responsible for that. So far, he owes you his month's rent in February, which he has no proof that he paid, and the $200 he took out because he said Jessica owed him money, $657. You have a counterclaim. Oh, who has a claim for assault?
I do.
You have medical records?
No, there's no medical records.
No. Did you see a doctor?
No.
How did he assault you?
When I was in the kitchen and he came home drunk, he essentially went around and he got in everybody's face. And I was looking at my phone because I told him to get away from me. And then he swung at me and he knocked my phone across the kitchen.
Okay. He owes you $657. It's a month's rent and 2 months that he took out. Okay. We have no counterclaim? No. Are we done?
No, ma'am. But perfect. I do have something to say.
I'm listening.
If a police officer called and I hit her and I did that...
Just a second.
Do you think that the police would take me out?
Listen to me. I didn't give her any money for that.
It's not the money. It's that she's sitting here lying about this, talking about... Because if someone's been hit, they will tell the police officers who showed up. Nine of them showed up to my door. You think that she will tell her that I hit her? I would never hit a woman. I have 12 sisters.
Listen to me. I'm not buying it. I gave her no damages because I didn't buy it. You don't have to tell me. I allowed you to vent just now.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It's hard enough to live with one person, even if you like them. It's hard enough to live with one person, even if you love them. To live with six strangers is impossible.
And later today...
I'm still looking for where he agreed to trim the trees.
It was a verbal consent between us on the phone.
So you mean you had me read... I mean, it was actually interesting reading, because now I know who I'm talking to. You're pretty nasty.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Ashley McGee and Jessica Lopez Castanon claim former roommate Ranford Fleming Jr. owes for rent, a phone, and an assault.
Okay. I'm giving them February rent and the $200 that you yourself took out because you said Jessica owed you money for something. I think it's a very good idea, sir, that you get a nice studio apartment. It's hard enough to live with one person, even if you like them. It's hard enough to live with one person, even if you love them. To live with six strangers is impossible. Live small, live alone. Best advice, buy a car. Better off to live in a car. All right, we're done. Thank you. We are finito, complete. Do you understand?
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, he's like, excuse me, step out.
I'm happy with her decision.
The girls got away with something.
He stole money from us.
They just manipulated situations and make sure they get what they wanted.
I felt threatened.
They knew that I did not assault them.
I always know who your roommates are.
I wish them well.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Anastasio versus Ryan. Step forward.
Amalitza Anastasio is suing her neighbors, Micah and Paul Ryan, for the cost to trim a tree.
Ms. Anastasio, the defendants are your neighbors. It is your claim that they agreed to reimburse you for trimming trees that are on their property but were hanging over your property.
Yes, correct.
And you went and had the trees trimmed, and now you want them to pay for it. And the cost of the tree trimming was $400.
Correct.
The Ryans say that they never agreed to pay you for having the trees trimmed. Having their trees trimmed so that they wouldn't overhang your property was your choice. You pay for it, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That is not true.
What's not true?
That they did not agree to pay.
Okay, so now you tell me. First, could you have a photograph of the trees overhanging
Yes.
your property? I'd like to take a look at it so that
Sure.
I can have a visual.
There you go. This is after the cutting.
Well, did you take a picture of before the cutting?
No, I did not.
Okay, so this is after you cut them, so I can't see what it was before. So tell me when you had them cut and when you had the discussion with them.
When I had them cut was in January of 2017, and the discussion took place in October of 2016. And I have text messages.
October of 2016?
Yes, of 2016. I have text messages of you that I think you should see.
With whom are the text messages?
Between me and Micah Ryan.
That's you?
Yes.
Okay. Can I see them?
Sure, and they're in proper order, too. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're pretty nasty. You're pretty nasty.
I wanted him to cut the trees.
I don't care. You're pretty nasty. He has no responsibility to cut the trees. None whatsoever.
Even though they're on his side of the...
He has no responsibility to cut the trees. They're on his property.
Right, but they're growing on my side.
Okay. He has no responsibility to cut the trees. You don't owe the air rights.
I thought it was if a tree grew on the neighbor's side, then they had to trim the trees to prevent them from growing on the neighbor's side.
No. There are many, many trees on many parcels of property that I have to take care of. And I never have to take care of what's growing on the neighbor's property.
Even though it's planted on your
property? Just a second, I'm not answering any more questions. It's not planted on your property, it's planted on his property.
Right, correct.
I'm still looking where he agreed to pay for it. P.S., you will have 9 days to cut the tree that is growing over my backyard and trim down by 10 feet the two pine trees that overlook my backyard and potentially can fall into my backyard if we have a bad winter storm. I will be filing an action against you. The solution is simple. Trim the trees or end up in court. I'm still looking for where he agreed to trim the trees.
It was a verbal consent between us on the phone.
So you mean you had me read? I mean, it was actually interesting reading because now I know who I'm talking to.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
What I want you to do is I want you to stand up on 1 foot on that railing. Why aren't you moving? Because it's stupid, right?
Yes.
Because when someone gives you an instruction that's stupid or could hurt somebody, you don't follow it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Amelitza Anastasio is suing her neighbors, Micah and Paul Ryan, for the cost to trim a tree.
Okay, so you said you had texts he agreed to pay in October of 2016 to have the trees trimmed. You had me read all of this stuff because you said to me, I'll show you where he consented.
No, I did not say that. What I said was I've got some text messages I think you should take a look at.
Case is dismissed. We're done. Thank you. Paid for it? Good.
Why's that excused?
Well, I don't really think telling someone you're going to take them to court is a threat.
She has a reputation in the neighborhood.
I just want the trees to be cut to prevent any damage from being done. That's it.
Thank God for fences.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Reyes versus Jones Chandler. Step forward.
Kathy Reyes is suing her co-worker, 16-year-old Amari Chandler, and his mother, Sandrika Jones, for car damage after Amari drove her car into a pole.
All right, I'm going to start with you, Amari. You know Miss Reyes, you worked at the same place that she did, is that right?
Yes.
And she was actually pretty nice to you because she used to give you a lift to work.
Yes.
She would come pick you up?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it a little out of her way to pick you up?
No, ma'am, she lived like 5 minutes down the road from me.
Well, that's 5 minutes, so she was nice. Did you pay her for picking you up to go to work?
I offered gas money.
Did you ever give her gas money?
No, ma'am.
And how many times would you say she took you to work?
Approximately five.
How many times?
About three or four.
Now, there came a time, Amari, that was on October 29th of last year, when an incident happened with her car, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You were driving her car.
Yes.
And you had an accident with her car and damaged it.
Yes.
She was not in her car at the time.
No.
That's what this lawsuit is about. She thinks that you should be responsible for that accident, and you, and therefore your mother, because you're underage. Now, I want you to keep your voice up loud because I'm a little hard of hearing. And I want you to tell me how come you were driving her car.
Because she told me to go put gas in it.
What did she say?
Well, we were standing around at work talking because we weren't that busy.
Keep your voice up. You're at work.
We were at work because we weren't that busy, and she came up. She was like, go put gas in my car. So she pointed, I asked her where the keys were, and she got on the phone, and she pointed them out. And I grabbed them, and I got in the car, and as I was coming around, I hit the pole.
So you hit the pole?
Yes.
Nobody else? The pole didn't move?
No.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, do you have a driver's license?
No, ma'am.
So what are you doing driving a car?
Well, she told me to put gas in it, and that's what I did.
Okay, what I want you to do is I want you to stand up on 1 foot on that railing. Why aren't you moving? Because it's stupid, right?
Yes.
Because when someone gives you an instruction that's wrong, you don't follow it, right?
Yes.
We got each other?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Now I'd like to see the photographs of the car and the estimate for the damage. would have actually surprised me, Amari, if you tried to balance yourself on that railing. Ooh, that's some accident. Is it 2010?
Yes.
Impala?
Yes, ma'am.
Your estimate is for $1,600. It's a good estimate, cheap estimate. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,600. We're done.
Isaac, you may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I always believe that it's nonsense when parents sue their children for rent.
I'm trying to teach her responsibility.
Is that what you're trying to teach your daughter? Did you pay for any of her college?
No.
Judge Judy.
It's fair.
I get my car fixed, and you know, in the long run, it's better for me.
We were friends, but made things worse.
We can later on in the future become friends again, but right now, no.